What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What's going on, Problematics? The Oscar nominations are out, so let's get into it. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematics, how is everything going? I'm actually coming to you from Los Angeles. I'm not in Los Angeles because I'm some entertainment journalist and had to travel here because the Oscar nominations were coming out. It just happened to be in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, taking some meetings and doing some things out here, setting up some things for the future. I decided I would do a little special bite-sized episode of Can't Cancel Rob Smith. Let's get into these Oscar nominations. Now, before we get into all this stuff, I've seen some of the movies. I haven't seen others. I have lots of thoughts about a lot of different things. Now, I know if you're one of the conservatives that follow me, I know that you're used to all of the conservatives talking about they just hate Hollywood and they hate culture and they hate everything. And I've never been that guy ever. I've always loved movies. I've always loved Hollywood. I've always loved culture, all of these different things. And I think that maybe conservatives would be better off if they engaged in culture a little bit more. But anyway, let's get into this. Okay, so for me, one of the biggest shockers was that, so Top Gun Maverick was the biggest movie of 2022. And if you have not seen Top Gun Maverick, and if you didn't go see it in the movie theaters, I actually feel bad for you. It is an absolutely incredible movie. They literally do not make them like this anymore. Top Gun Maverick is a huge box office hit. Some very conservative leaning stuff in there. It's very pro-America, very pro-military, pro-family values. It's just a great movie all around. So that is nominated for Best Picture okay, let's go down the list. All Quiet on the Western Front on Netflix. Apparently a very good war movie. I've been to war. I don't need to watch war movies. Avatar. I've still not seen Avatar yet. I really, really, really need to make this happen. Obviously, you know, it's going to be in theaters for a long time. And there's the Banshees of Inisherin. That was my Irish accent. I don't know if that's great or not. But this is from a guy, Mark McDonough. He did a really good movie called In Bruges that also had Colin Farrell in it a really long time ago. It's like this sort of comedy thriller. It's a very strange movie, but a very good one as well. And Colin Farrell was actually nominated for Best Actor for this movie. You got Elvis, which is apparently incredible. Another one I haven't seen. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Okay, so I watched like 30 minutes of Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I just was not... It's a lot of movie, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I just had a really long day. So I had to turn it off. I was just like, I'm watching this movie, and I feel like I'm being assaulted by this movie. So I was like, okay, I'm going to come back to that one. The Fablemans, okay, Tar, which is apparently a very good movie that nobody saw. Now, this, a clip from this went sort of viral. There was this takedown, the main character played by Kate Blanchett. She sort of takes down this, like, leftist, whiny, liberal college student, which is actually, it was an amazing scene. It went viral. Again, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, Women Talking, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I would not be surprised if, I don't think Avatar is going to get it. I would not be surprised if Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture. I would not. So the biggest surprise for me, and this is going to get a little wonky because I am like a total movie nerd, have always been, there's an actress named Andrea Riseborough. She has been in, like, I'm a big indie movie nerd, and she has just been giving wonderful performances in all of these indie movies for years and years and years. I mean, okay, something that may be more accessible to you guys is that she did a Black Mirror episode, this really terrifying Black Mirror episode with the robot dogs that are basically like chasing people and killing people in post-apocalyptic America. It's like black and white. It is very terrifying. She was the lead in that, I believe. But anyway, she's a fabulous actress, and this movie is just very, this Too Leslie is this apparently this really, really, really tiny, tiny, tiny indie movie about some, you know, alcoholic screw up in a small town. You know, we love an indie movie about an alcoholic screw up in a small town. But this was a big shocker that she got this nomination. And for her, this is what I think. She's the type of actress who, like, she'll work forever. Because she's just really, 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 really good. And if you haven't seen her or anything, just literally, like, Google her. She's incredible. But this for her, you know, somebody like this, you know, the nomination is the reward. Also, you know, Kate Blanchett is the front runner to win her third Oscar for Tar. Apparently an amazing movie. I don't live in New York anymore. Tar is one of those movies that literally just only seems to be released in New York and LA. Maybe it'll be streaming somewhere soon and then I can catch it. And also, Ana de Armas in Blonde. Okay, I did watch Blonde. I did not enjoy Blonde. I felt punished by Blonde. I just didn't like it. I found it to be a profoundly unpleasant experience. It is a very long movie. It's not a pleasant movie. It's a very dark movie. It's a very disturbing movie. That being said, she is completely amazing in it. And it's on Netflix. I don't know if I can recommend this movie, but I do know that Ana de Armas is absolutely incredible in it. Watch it for an hour. There's a scene where she is reading for some directors, right? And then she goes into the scene, but it's also sort of like Marilyn doing the scene. It's a really, really great scene. If you're like me, you'll probably get through about an hour of Blonde and you'll be like, okay, I'm over this. I'm done with this. And then, of course, Michelle Yeoh in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It will probably be between Michelle Yeoh and Kate Blanchett. Kate Blanchett is so well-respected and so loved. And apparently, Tar, apparently it's just this incredible performance. She also already has two Academy Awards. She's already a Hollywood legend. Michelle Yeoh is somebody who's, again, been around absolutely forever. I think that there's a lot of respect for what she did in that movie. She's the martial artist. She does all of this other stuff. I don't know. It's probably going to be between the two of those. So we will see what happens. The other interesting categories, I'm going to go actor in a supporting role. Supporting actor is not very interesting. Directing is not very interesting. Steven Spielberg and the guys who did Everything Everywhere All at Once. The more interesting thing for me is Best Supporting Actress. Obviously, you know, gay men are very into the actress territory, the actress categories. Angela Bassett in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Absolutely incredible, brilliant, amazing, iconic actress. Has been around forever. Is in her 60s and looks about 38. Okay, maybe 48. But either way, Angela Bassett looks good. And if you want to go way back, and you want to talk about some highway robbery, Angela Bassett in What's Love Got to Do with It, where she played one Miss Tina Turner, one of the most iconic performances in American history. Absolutely incredible. She lost to Holly Hunter in The Piano. She did Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen. And Andy Cohen asked her about this. Most hysterical thing ever. Literally Google Angela Bassett and Andy Cohen where he asks her about losing that Oscar to Holly Hunter in The Piano. She looks at him. He says, "Do you think you were robbed?" She looks at him, rolls her eyes, and turns her neck the other way. So absolutely she got robbed. Literally, like, what's love got to do with it was, oh my God, 93, 2000. What's love got to do with it was 30 years ago. People are still talking about that performance. It is an iconic movie. People still watch What's Love Got to Do with It. In Black culture, that movie is completely iconic, okay? Nobody talks about The Piano still, all right? Or Holly Hunter. Interesting, Jamie Lee Curtis, Hollywood legend, first Oscar nomination ever. And Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Again, I watched an hour of that movie. It's a lot of movie. I will come back to it. Good for her for getting that nomination. Literally, anybody else in this category that is nominated, they're coming second to Angela Bassett. There's just no way that she's not winning that Academy Award. She knows it. Everybody knows it. It's just going to be hers. She's put in the work. She's iconic. She deserves it.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Very interesting, an animated feature film. This Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio on Netflix, which a buddy of mine, apparently this movie is fabulous. Like, apparently this movie is fantastic. Multiple people have been telling me about this movie. Apparently it's very, very, very good. So good for them. And in this new Puss in Boots movie, which, you know, you family people with the kiddos out there have probably seen this. It's apparently the rare family movie that's actually a legitimately good movie. Apparently, I don't have the kiddos, so I don't know. I don't really watch kids' movies. Apparently, they're all just awful. So when one of them is even remotely passable, everybody loves it. So those were, I mean, pretty much the only ones that I kind of want to... Oh, original song. Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick by Lady Gaga. Incredible, incredible song, incredible video. It's this big, huge ballad. I don't know why that song wasn't a bigger hit. I tend to think, and I don't know anything about the music industry because I'm not in that industry, I tend to think that when really great songs aren't big hits, I'm guessing that there just wasn't enough payola involved, because it is a it's a really, 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 really great song. And look, if you want to look at the more the Oscar nominations that are out there, there's full lists out there. All you got to do is Google it. Those are my thoughts on the Oscar nominations, and just sort of like to wrap all this up. I know this is a little different for a Can't Cancel episode. I know, you know, and I'm sure I'll be back to ranting about politics on the next episode. But, you know, I'm in LA for a reason, and I'm in LA sort of taking some meetings, and I'm in LA exploring different things. And I think, just, you know, to get a little personal problematics, like, look, I've been doing politics for a decade. Okay, a lot of you guys may not have known who I was until, you know, the past 2, 3, maybe 5 years. I've been doing politics for a really long time. Politics gets a little tiring. It gets a little exhausting. You start wondering what impact that you're making. You also start thinking about impact that you can make in other fields while still sort of maintaining who you are as a conservative, your values, and your messaging. And that's what I'm in LA for right now, and I'm going to be taking a couple more trips to LA in the future to try to figure out if there are other ways to spread the message other than just being a political commentator, right? And so that's the phase that I'm in right now. So, but this is sort of my take On the Oscar nominations and what's going on, definitely you're going to see a lot of conservatives like, oh, I hate Hollywood. We don't care. They're so out of touch. I'm not watching the Oscars. Nobody watches them. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you're going to get a lot of that. I'm not that conservative. Like, I love culture. I love movies. Love the Oscars. Love Hollywood. Always have. Always will. My politics are not going to change that. And hopefully this will inspire you to watch some of these movies. I'm going to try this year. I'm going to try to watch at least all of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. I love it because I'm a movie nerd. And I bet some of you all, when you're not obsessing over politics, or when you're not watching the news, all of that stuff, I bet that some of you out there are movie nerds too. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. You can catch Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.